Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Also providing a seamless experience on this radio broadcast, Graceffo and Kilkelly. Back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City, Darwin Zook will have another update here at the bottom of the hour. Our soccer insider, John Conlon, is in studio. The women are in the semifinals of the World Cup on Tuesday afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern time against England. If they win, they'll play in the World Cup final on July 7th in France against the winner of the Netherlands and Sweden. And, John, you have stated that you believe the U.S. women will leave France with another World Cup.
Put your money on it. I feel very confident that they're going to win.
The victory over France on a Friday night in Paris, and you talk about the grit and the toughness that the U.S. women exhibit in international play, that the men are lacking against quality competition. They showed that they wanted it in front of that crowd.
They know how to win. They know how to win under pressure. They know how to win when they're not necessarily the better team. I heard quite a few people that don't necessarily watch soccer all the time say, well, France was the better team and they dominated the game. Who cares? Score's 2-1. U.S. wins. You do what you can to make sure the score ends up in your favor. And for the U.S., they chased the game a little bit, but they found their ways to score.
Let's go to James in South Carolina. Thanks for the wait, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge. I think we've talked before that I'm a military vet, and that we also brought up, or at least you asked a question a while back about whether teams that win championships should go to the White House, and I think it's probably time that we get away from that because they're not going to where it's a prestigious place. They're going by whoever's holding the office at the time. But to John, I want to single out the women for a minute on one thing. I'm not a real soccer buff or fan, but I do pull for or watch soccer whenever the USA is playing in World Cups and what have you. And right now, I've got a big problem with Megan Rapinoe, and if you win, or you go to the White House? F no. I think different language could have been used on that. And I fought for freedom of speech in this country, and I believe in it. But to me, there's a right place and a right time, and when all these athletes, not just soccer, but all of them, football, what have you, across the board, start kneeling for the national anthem, which the flag and the national anthem go hand in hand, I'm wondering, you know, adults, we can make our own decision what's right or wrong or have our own opinions. But you're a teacher. What are you seeing from the kids that are watching all these millions and millions of kids watching? What kind of idea are they getting in their mind that, hey, it's totally okay to do this, or how much of it do they really understand? But, Huge, I love your show. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much, James, in South Carolina. So Megan Rapinoe in the U.S., she's getting heat for refusing to sing the national anthem. I think that's some in the media stretching for something. Again, standing for the national anthem, singing it. It's not like everybody at a Lions game or Patriots game or Texans game all sing the national anthem in unison. So, and it goes back, though, during when she supported Colin Kaepernick, right, and took the knee. I haven't seen her take the knee in France, but she's not singing the national anthem, and people are giving her grief. And I've had people, John, as I told you before the show tonight, that have said, you know, you were really hard on Colin Kaepernick, but you're not on Megan Rapinoe. And I'm like, she's not singing the national anthem, okay? You know, if she was making it a spectacle during the national anthem at the World Cup, focusing on her, then, yeah, I'd be the first to deliver a huge opinion on it. But not singing the national anthem, I mean, you coach, do all your kids when the national anthem's playing, do they all sing? But they all stand, right?
They all stand. They don't necessarily all sing.
No. Do you look and see who's singing or not singing?
No.
I never do. I never have. Like, oh, she's not singing, he's not singing. But I see where some are saying, you know, look at Colin Kaepernick. I think trying to compare Megan Rapinoe to Colin Kaepernick kind of fits what Rapinoe's doing with her choice of politics, and you have the other political side all trying to make everything an issue right now. And Rapinoe, to me, compared to Colin Kaepernick, she is not, you know, she said F the White House, but, and so a Trump supporter's like, well, no way. And Colin Kaepernick, all of you know where I stood on his stand on law enforcement. And I think that's what infuriated most Americans. That's the difference. And I believe that, you know, with Rapinoe and the politics, you know, you can pick the right spot, but are you safe from anything now with Twitter and the social networks? Everything's there instantly, right? And I believe that with Rapinoe and the comparisons to Kaepernick or not being patriotic, man, I think she plays for her country as hard as anybody every time she's on the pitch. Would you agree with that?
I agree 100%. And I won't get into the political piece about her, but she's a great soccer player. On the field, in her play, she's represented our country very, very well. And you know, the statement he made as a teacher, what I always talk about is, you know, respect the position of the president. You don't necessarily have to agree with their politics, but you respect the position. And you know, I can almost guarantee you that there's a divide even within the team on whether or not they would want to go to the White House or not. I mean, I don't think that's universal on the team by any means. So let's focus on the greatness of what the women are doing on the field and how they're representing us as soccer players, and we go from there.
Judging somebody based on if she's standing, she's not kneeling in France. And if she's not singing, does that not make you... I'm trying to remember the last time, A, I could get through all the words, and B, that I sang the national anthem with everybody around me singing.
You know, there's a bigger issue that we haven't talked about. Everyone's focusing on this, you know, back and forth between Megan Rapinoe and Donald Trump, but there's a major issue in women's soccer with equal pay that Megan Rapinoe has been at the forefront of. And to be honest with you, I have a hard time sweeping that under the rug. I mean, the U.S. women have earned significantly more money than the men the last 6 years, and they get paid significantly less. So if we're going to talk politics, there's a great example of inequality within the sport.
Yeah, and the money they bring in, I read a story that the revenue of the women and the men were comparable, almost equal.
Very.
But the pay's not equal.
Nor even close. And
is that on purpose, maybe? Is that the shot that the U.S. men can give back towards the women that, hey, you know, you may be world champions, but we're getting the same money you're getting?
I think it's just it's been an old boys network for a long time. The men were on the scene first, even though they weren't necessarily winning. They were drawing the big crowds back in the late 80s, early 90s. The women were not. But now, you know, things have caught up and our women have been very successful, especially since our first World Cup win. And now we need to take a look at why things are, not equal between the two groups.
Yeah, to end the political side of this conversation, on my side, somebody not singing the national anthem, you can't deem them to not be patriotic or ask that they be removed from the national team and sent home because they're not singing the national anthem. Let's go to Todd in Michigan. Appreciate the wait. And you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hi, Bill. Really like your show. First-time caller, but I wanted to weigh in a little bit on the Kawhi and KD thing. I think KD, before he got injured with the last injury, he wasn't there talk about him going with Kyrie to either the Knicks or the Nets?
Yes, there was, and I appreciate the call, David, in Michigan. Yeah, so there's, not Kyrie now with the Nets or Durant to the Nets. That would be interesting. And then the Knicks get power played by the Brooklyn Nets. And then if Toronto, I'll tell you what, and again with Kemba and the reports of Kemba Walker going to the Celtics and Kyrie Irving going to Brooklyn, Leonard leaving Toronto and how late in the game this would be devastating. But because you won that NBA World Championship, you will get mileage out of it. I don't think there's any Toronto fan that said, you know what, this is the start of a dynasty. They celebrated what has never happened. And maybe Kawhi looks at it and says, okay, yeah, we did this. But now, because Anthony Davis and LeBron are here and look at the West, maybe I should go join them. Southern California kid, right? Or California background, and they all play together. And it becomes, man, we thought the Big Three was entertaining. We thought Golden State, and still is when they're healthy, is entertaining. But Kawhi, Anthony Davis, and LeBron, the same front court? Who defends that in the NBA? So, you're Golden State healthy. Durant, Davis is on Durant. Kawhi's on Durant. Who's guarding LeBron? Who's guarding? You understand the matchup issues? It's already a bad matchup issue with Anthony Davis and LeBron. You will not be able to, you can double one of them. And there, if they can find a three-point shooter who does nothing but rotate to one wing or the other in Los Angeles, who can knock it, if they could ever get a J.J. Redick type, right? That guy is going to be sitting there wide open like it's a shoot-around.
Klay Thompson?
Klay. If he wasn't hurt, if he was good to go, But also, I think there's some loyalty there between the inner core, which would be Draymond Green, Steph, and Klay. I think there are three guys that respect the franchise, understand what they've done, and maybe want to end their careers as Warriors. Would you agree?
Yeah, I don't know what those guys think, but he's got a pretty good situation where he is.
And Kawhi, think about Kawhi and the comparisons to LeBron and about this Lakers are interested and there's interest from Kawhi. He did for Toronto what LeBron did for Cleveland. Brought him that world championship. Remember that celebration in Cleveland? Nothing after doing that and through Philly, through his shot on his butt, when it looked like they were toast against Milwaukee, right? And they persevered. Can they do it again next year?
That's why I don't understand why Kawhi would go to LA. If all things being equal financially, why would
more in Toronto?
Yeah, why would you go from being, he's pretty much the king of Ontario right now.
King of Canada.
Yeah. And he's going to go now share the limelight. Well, not even share the limelight. He's going to play second or third fiddle in L.A. That just doesn't... I'm not... Kawhi's a different dude, but I don't know why any star athlete would want to be the third player on a team.
To know that you probably... I would say they win the rings the next 2 years. That you get three in a row. You're Kawhi. You get three in a row. And knowing LeBron isn't there long term, you're playing with AD. Oh, so LeBron has 2 years left, right?
Yeah, but you're going to be Kawhi Leonard in LA, where Kobe was, where Magic was, where Kareem was.
Where LeBron and Anthony Davis are right now.
Yeah, tell me who's the superstar before Kawhi in Toronto?
Nobody. That's why, you know, look at the crowds, look at the buzz, look at the people on AM 590 in Toronto still talking. Our huge questions of the night, where do you think Durant and Kawhi, not necessarily together, where will they play next year? Also, state of soccer in America and Canada, has it grown in the last year in terms of your interest? If you're a parent, what are the sports your kids talk about, whether it's Canada or the U.S. is soccer in that mix? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
You know that Notorious from Duran Duran, I used to beat mix that with New Shoes I Can't Wait back in the late 80s, early 90s. I think Notorious was like 108, 107 on the beats per minute, and I'd get New Shoes I Can't Wait, and I could beat mix it. Yeah, that was what I was doing. I went into radio when I was young, like 20, 21. Then I wasn't paying a lot. I did nightclub DJ and made a ton of money. Great job when you're single. And then at 30 decided, you know, I want to get back into radio. But I had to leave behind an unbelievable nightclub DJ career. Then I started overseeing for the owner all of his nightclubs, and I'd fly all around America to the best nightclubs, get the best music. That was awesome. Notorious. Who played that? Was that Graceffo or Sean Kilkelly?
That was Sean.
Duran Duran's not Irish. They were English, weren't they?
I think they're Australian version of Notorious.
What?
I think that was the Biggie Smalls version of Notorious, which he sampled from Duran Duran.
Really?
I believe so.
I thought it was the extended mix.
Could have been, Bill.
You know what, Graceffo, man? I learn more each and every Saturday night on this show. And I give people, everybody wanting to know, you know what? He seems like the type of sports talk radio host who was an unbelievable nightclub DJ.
You're talking about me or you?
Me.
Oh, I thought we were talking about me for a while.
No, well, you did drop the Biggie Small, though. You did. You went and did that. So
did
you're
you
a
like
New Yorker.
It? You like it?
I did. You are hip.
I am.
Yeah. John Conlon, our soccer insider, is hip. Yeah, Duran Duran. So they sampled Notorious.
Yeah, Biggie sampled Notorious from Duran Duran.
I know. Hungry Like the Wolf is right up there with AC/DC, You Shook Me All Night Long, and Rolling
Hungry
Stones.
Like a Wolf, one of my favorite songs.
What is?
Hungry Like a Wolf, one of my favorite songs.
It is?
Yes.
Hungry. That's what I'm saying. Duran Duran. MTV
Duran
when it was
Duran.
Launching. How old are you, John?
You want me to say that on air?
Yeah, what are you, 40?
44.
All right, well, you're still young.
Yeah.
You remember MTV?
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm asking you.
I remember Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo. I remember, yeah.
Yeah, we are just three hip white guys. That should be the name of the new show. 2 till 6, maybe Zach Gelb, Graceffo, and Sean Kilkelly. Three hip white guys. You like that, Graceffo?
Yeah, man.
Is Zach Gelb coming up?
Yeah, he's coming up next.
He's been getting some big time interviews.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been he works it. I'm telling you, man.
The spots we get on from 2 to 6 a.m., you don't want to miss it.
He gets some big names.
I know.
Who was the big name he just had on? I saw his tweet because I follow him on Twitter.
We had Coby White last night, the Bulls guard.
The Bulls guard for our listeners.
Big viral moment of the NBA draft.
Yes, when he found out his teammate was drafted in the first round, and then Zach was going crazy on Twitter. I think he's going to talk about it tonight. Something about Don Nelson and that HBO Real Sports.
We did that last night.
Well, was that last night
we
about
did that the, last night? Yes,
because they smoke pot and play poker
around the dead guy. Yes.
Oh, sound with the dead guy.
Yes.
When the dead guy was there, and they kept playing until the coroner came. Right.
We did a blow-by-blow breakdown of whether or not they knew the dead guy was dead. It was big.
So, I watched that same thing with Bryant Gumbel, and to give the backstory for the audience that. Don Nelson, one of the greatest NBA coaches of all time. He's living in Maui. He has a medical marijuana card, and he grows his own marijuana with Willie Nelson. He has a batch for Willie, and they play poker in his poker room. And who else? Woody Harrelson, Owen Wilson, guys that live out on Maui, right? Just rich actors and former, singers and sports stars. Well, I'm not going to laugh, but they were playing poker, and a friend died during their poker game, but they kept playing until the coroner's office showed up to get the body. That's a true story. Am I making that up, James? John's looking at me like,
no,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That was the story they told. Now, whether or not they knew the dead guy was really dead, or they thought he fell asleep, or whatever.
Hey, you've been to late night poker games where you think the guy, had a few too many beers and
no, I just have a few too many. I don't play poker.
Well, if you see a friend, okay, so you're with friends late at night. Let's say it's 5 a.m. Whether
sure.
it's an after hours party.
That's normal.
You see a friend slumped in the couch, have you ever walked up to him wondering if he's dead?
No.
You think he's sleeping it off, right?
Definitely.
Was that your poll last night? Is that a slow sports time we're saying?
You know what? We should have done that.
Hey, welcome to the Zach Gelb Show. Have you ever had like a late night party at your house and your friend who you thought was sleeping actually croaked? 1-855-212-4CBS.
What about the fact that Nelson had the daughter and he didn't know about it for like
years? Did you notice? Well, he had a daughter, that was emotional because he was glad, he discovered, his daughter, and his daughter reached out to him. But back to Bryant Gumbel, did you notice when they were watching the Warriors and the Raptors while filming that HBO Real Sports piece that Gumbel was with all the poker guys in the room before they're going to play poker and they're all smoking dope? And I'm thinking, Bryant Gumbel has to have a contact buzz going on right now.
Like, watching the piece, Gumbel was the only guy into the game. Like, Nelson was like, Don was like, look, watching the game, like, not as intently as, he would if he were coaching, obviously. But Gumbel is the only guy intently, like, with his eyes peeled to the television, and Nelson is just sitting there in a haze, like, I hope the Warriors win.
No,
oh, they didn't?
He's smoking.
Okay, great.
And you're looking at Don Nelson sitting next to Bryant Gumbel with his... with his water bong going, Steph Curry, they got to run a 1-3-1. And I'm and he blows this big cloud of smoke, and Gumbel is 8 inches next to him on that chair. And I'm thinking, I'm waiting for Bryant Gumbel to start pounding Twinkies and chips from like his cupboard.
So, my lord. Cameras are off, Bill, you think Gumbel took a hit of whatever they were smoking?
No. He wouldn't take it.
You don't think so?
Nobody smokes dope. Nobody does.
Nobody does. I know. I see it everywhere, but nobody smokes dope.
Nobody smokes dope. Somebody did tell me, though, that they went to Seattle. This was just yesterday. Yeah, someone told me this story. They went to Seattle. Because I was telling them about, you got to watch this Don Nelson thing. It's crazy. And a buddy of mine, Jeff Cousins, said he went to visit friends, family in Seattle. And there's like Ike's House or something, which is a place you go smoke dope, right, legally. And outside the place was a guy with a vending cart where he was selling the mini donuts. He'd drop them in the deep fryer, and he said he sold like 10,000 mini donuts a day. And he's parked right outside the marijuana bar or whatever. 10,000 mini donuts a day that this guy was selling. And I'm thinking, what a great... And I heard about that, like, outside of Vesco Field, somebody was selling, like, 10,000 pizzas on Broncos home game days or something, because marijuana's legal in Colorado. All right, Graceffel, let's do the investigation if Gumbel had a contact buzz from Don Nelson.
This is something everyone needs to know.
No, I want to live in Maui. You know what? I'm watching these guys all playing poker, Owen Wilson, Woody Harrelson, Willie Nelson. I'm thinking, how Willie Nelson get from Austin to Maui? And I want to live there and retire. I do. Don't you, John, want to live in, like, Hawaii and retire?
Oh, I want to party with those guys.
Same here. I mean, you don't have to smoke, but, you know, I'm pound, like, you know, 10 Twinkies and 3 bags of chips. And Don, you got, you know, Uber Eats. Come on, let's get some pizza.
I love the Weekend at Bernie's story with the dead guy playing
That's
poker.
That's what they said. Do you think that was real, Graceffo?
Oh, the fact that the dead guy just collapsed?
Yeah. I don't believe that.
I don't know.
It's a
story you want to embellish, though, you know?
Yeah. I think who knows? They're all high. Graceffo, thank you for the input. John will wrap
Anytime,
up our...
Bill.
You know, this is what people live for. Zach Gelb talked about it for 4 hours last night. I like it, though. It was intriguing. I brought it up a couple times today because it's Don Nelson. He makes Phil Jackson look like he's the preacher down at the Sunday Bible school. John Collin, our soccer insider, one final segment with him also, where we'll... Kawhi Leonard and Durant play next year in the state of soccer in America. You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Tomorrow at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific, CBS Sports Network is on the court with this summer's hottest hoops league. Don't miss basketball's biggest legends, all-stars, and champions with the Big Three on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports, the CBS Sports TV network. We have Graceffo and Kilkelly back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Conlon, our soccer insider, has joined us throughout the broadcast. Huge questions of the night. Where will Kawhi Leonard and Durant play? Will they play together? Will they play separately next season? What NBA uniform will they be wearing? And the state of soccer in Canada and in America. Has interest grown in your sporting life when it comes to soccer? And if you're a parent, what sports are the kids watching and talking about in your household? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Matt in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Doing good, buddy.
Good. I just wanted to kind of touch on both subjects a little bit. I mean, so I'm a diehard Lakers fan. I'm from California, born and raised. So, you know, we've kind of been going through hell and back for the past, you know, probably since Kobe's last days. So we've kind of been the laughingstock of the league. And I just think that, in my personal opinion, that for Kawhi, I think, you know, at the same time, the argument that I hear with him a lot of the time is the fact that he has a whole country behind his back. But at the same time, there's just as many people in the state of California as there is in the entire country of Canada. So I just kind of personally feel that with Kawhi, the best situation for him, because I personally don't see him wanting to go to New York to play on the Knicks with KD. And so with him, I personally feel like with him coming to L.A., his best shot is going with the Lakers. And I say that as an NBA fan, not as a biased Lakers fan. I'm obviously hoping he comes to us, but worst comes to worst with the Lakers, I feel like they're setting themselves up with D'Angelo Russell pretty nice, because then they can, they're not even offering him a max contract. I think it was something like $27 million. And with him, they're trying to get him to come for a lesser amount than the max, and then they'll obviously fill that role around with role players. But then as far as Kevin Durant goes, like I said, I mean, for him, I feel like that if he goes to the Knicks, he's going to kind of be by himself, because I don't feel like that many people, in my opinion, want to join him if he goes to the Knicks. Now, obviously, so his best shot at going to New York would be going to the Nets with ending up teaming up with Kyrie, since they're already guaranteeing him a contract on that end.
Well, thank you, Matt. In Atlanta, Georgia, let's travel to Cleveland, Ohio. And Wes, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Wow, the huge show. Thank you for having me. This is the first time ever. So anyway, I'm sorry I don't recall the soccer guest you have.
John Conlon. Said, never forget that name.
Thank you. I'm sorry. You know what? Well, you had me all confused by that pot smoke talk. And so I started.
Well, we do pot smoke talk at the bottom of every hour around the clock on CBS Sports Radio. It's Pot Smoke Talk with Graceffo and Kilkelly.
That's why I love you. So anyway, no, I really, this is a serious thing. Someone made an assertion, and I don't remember their name. I wish you could recount them and give them credit properly, but I can't. And their assertion was that American soccer is unique because women excel, men don't. Women have less opportunity to be really capitalistic in the sports realm. WNBA is only so popular. Women's professional wrestling and UCF is only so popular, but there's a concentration of female athletic talent with no place to go, so they find soccer. Conversely, men have MLB, NFL, NBA, minor leagues, even hockey. So there's a less concentration of male talent going to soccer. So our U.S. soccer teams are overwhelmingly excellent in the female realm, but not as much in the male realm because there just aren't the opportunities for women to be excellent in other sports. I wonder what your perspectives are. I wish I could. That was somebody else's idea, not mine, but it did ring sense to me. What do you think?
All right, John Conlon, you heard Wes there in Cleveland, Ohio, and is it all about if the women had as many pro opportunities as the men in America, would we still be a world power in soccer?
I can't answer hypotheticals. I think it's a simplification of the issue. With the men, to me, I think it's the largest participation sport in our country under the age of 12, right? Soccer is.
Soccer, right, yeah.
So I'm not sure if I agree with the argument he was presenting. I think the reason we've been so successful in the women's game has to do with the fact that we were the first country to really promote the women playing and to put money behind it, whereas the European countries didn't see the need for it. The men's game's a completely different issue. It has nothing to do with the fact that we have a lot of talented athletes in football and basketball who are not playing soccer. It has to do with the fact that our training environment and our ability for people to have a sustainable living playing professional soccer in the U.S. is not there.
And the women, when you look back to 99 and you think about the 20 years of growth, for the women to have to sit down again after the World Cup and ask about equal pay,
it's ridiculous.
It is. It is a slap in the face to what the women have built up, and it shows that arrogance that we talked about that I feel. And I haven't been around U.S. men's soccer, but I feel it when I hear their coaches talk. I feel it when I hear the U.S. men players talk. It's just part of that culture that needs to end if U.S. men's soccer ever dreams of being a world power.
We all have that friend who feels the need to put everybody else down, right? And that's U.S. soccer. U.S. soccer talks down to people. It is arrogance, and especially on the men's side. I've never felt that on the women's side, mainly because they've had to fight for everything, and there is inequality in terms of the pay and in terms of the resources the women have. So they have not had that arrogance, and I think the arrogance on the men's side has kept us pretty stagnant.
Let's Let's go to Martin in Calgary, Alberta. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hello. How are you?
Doing good, Martin.
That's good. I want to talk about, I want Kawhi to stay in Toronto. And, as a Canadian, I really don't care about basketball, but this was the most NBA basketball games I've ever watched. And, you know, we've had all this talk about Kawhi want to go, you know, play with Kevin Durant or whatever. I just don't understand why he can't stay in Toronto for one more year. If Toronto could win a second championship, then they would cement themselves in NBA history. You know, everyone seems to think Toronto is a joke. I just don't understand it.
Martin, you said you're a comedian? Is that what you do for a living?
No, I'm a Canadian.
Oh, Canadian. I thought he said he's a comedian.
I wish I was a comedian.
I thought I was like, oh, wait, maybe Martin. He's one of the funniest guys. As a comedian, I'm thinking, like, did I hear that? It is, you know, 1:52 in the morning, so that's my bad. Martin, thank you so much. Enough. Yeah, appreciate the call in Calgary. How'd I hear? He's a Canadian, obviously, Calgary, Alberta. Hey, you a comedian? No, I'm a Canadian. Hey, are you a comedian? No, it's called Canadian. Oh, I didn't know that. I learned that after watching the Raptors win. Wow. It is, you know, for a show, John, that's on from 10 a.m. until 2 a.m. Eastern time, we don't get a lot of weird things that happen. Some people sound like they're completely hammered, but Graceffo and Kilkelly can deal with that. Let's grab Jake in Chicago. Not a Canadian, not a comedian. Listening on AM 670, the Score, final caller of the night. How you doing, Jake?
Very well. How are you tonight?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
So, I want to talk a little bit about Kawhi Leonard. I'm very intrigued. I like this whole process. I think he is an assassin at the highest level. He was on the Spurs. He defeated the Miami Heat team. Granted, Golden State was a little beat up, but he's the guy who eventually, you know, took him to the promised land. And I'm in love with this game. This dude is awesome. And, you know, he can go anywhere he wants, but I like thinking of him as the guy who knocks off these built teams, you know, these big threes. And that's the way I want to see him. And it would break my heart if he goes anywhere other than Toronto, just because I'm really afraid of him going to L.A., match up with LeBron James. Because I have such high echelons for Kawhi Leonard, him with LeBron, it just wouldn't be fun anymore. And it stinks because when Kevin Durant went to Golden State, I couldn't be the same fan I wanted to be because it's, let's wait to the playoffs. And that's what I'm afraid of if Kawhi Leonard goes to the Lakers, because it's going to be wait to the playoffs because you got these two dynamic guys.
Right.
Similar games.
Right.
And I just hope it wasn't going to hurt the NBA.
And Jake, thanks for the call in Chicago. Hey, we're out of time. Thank you, John Conlon. Thank you, Graceffo. Thank you, Kilkelly. We'll talk to you next Saturday night.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.